businesses in town. Well, go talk to the city for me. We can, yeah. We just, that is something.
Listen, here's what I'd like to do. Given your situation, and I'm sure the assessor will love me, I would like to see if you have the possibility of looking at the income on this, just to see if it would make a difference under the circumstances. I think they've already given you as much as they can on the theater and the gift shop, I think, as far as discounting that. But it does sound like that you have income figures that may adjust that 1.807 down.
The problem, David, is the fact that I don't have the time.
Okay.
And this motel is right in line with the other ones that you've made adjustments and figured in. And so I don't understand
in other
why
words,
we're...
Other than she has an obsolescence, as she is saying, that her... I don't know how much percentage of the people that actually visit your theater actually stay in your hotel. So if her revenue from her theater is down 50% or whatever, does that decrease the value of her cost analysis 50% as well?
Well, and here's an example. We've raised our weekend rates to something like $98 a room. All the hotels around us are selling $35 rooms, all of them. And we're just kind of standing out there. And the reason we can do it is that people, we market the hotel with the theater. So our income on that hotel is better than anybody around us.
Gotcha. So that wouldn't help you then.
So it may not.
And the Plantation Inn right next door, which was built at the same time by the same builder, is trashed. I don't know what it comes in at, but you would know
it's
better.
It's an extended stay hotel now.
And it was there was a flood that we looked at buying it at one time, and I think they wanted in the 200,000s for it. We decided not to. Now we wish we probably could have to control the neighborhood a little bit better.
Right.
But it's a real problem.
And so how much are your rooms?
The asking price, the highest in the summer, is $98, I believe. I think our average price is about $57.
Just take the average price of $57 for the year.
I wish Bella were here so I could be. That's kind of a guess. Bella started this process and then had to emergency with her mother in another country, and we were in Europe, and we just flew back in time to do this.
How many rooms?
78
rooms. 57. Is that going to change? Probably not.
No.
And I'm just going to say I'm not going to do the financials. We've discounted and discounted. So you guys, whatever you decide, but the assessor stands firm.
There's a time and manpower problem from the standpoint. Now, we're trying to get to something, but it sounds like to me that actually the hotel is still a pretty valuable asset. The other properties that we've had that are lesser properties than yours are going for about that same amount there that we're talking. We just had one earlier today at 1.7, and it's not the property yours is.
And that's a theater?
That's a hotel.
Oh, a hotel.
Yeah, so we're just trying to look.
For that?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I think our hotel would be worth a lot less without the theater. That's the only reason we can... get those prices is because we're marketing in packages.
You might be surprised. I mean, the some of them have been doing. Some of the sales have been going. If you had to separate it, you might be surprised on that. But I hope you understand we're kind of struggling with this because we really feel for your situation. But your values here are the thing that was really the problem was the theater, and it's been valued down substantially. I don't know how we can get much below your value that's been determined here for that whole property.
Well, and when, what's your name?
Susan.
When Susan mentioned that when he came in June and looked at the property, we spent at that point a year of hard labor and work getting that to that point. All the seats were out. I mean, it was a disaster. Like I said, the 8 offices have been unusable for over a year. And there was a water leak that we don't even mention because we're too embarrassed to say there was yet another disaster. And that's probably what he saw when he said there was water. That was not
and
to do
not,
with it.
We're not. Right. We understand that at the time he came, you had already done substantial work on the property.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do understand that. I think from the value that's been placed, how much it's been depreciated, both of them, I mean, you've got the theater down, what was it,
350%. 348. Is that what he said?
The whole theater is $348,998.
With the depreciation. I mean, they've got it substantially down. And the hotel is pretty – I think you guys would be surprised what you could get for the hotel. But I know you also – they want to – I don't know about the city of Branson parking issue, but you do have a lot of parking out there. I bet you it can be done. And we just have to go by what evidence we have in front of us today. You understand?
I understand.
So
we have tried many times on the parking, and we couldn't even take the seats out of our theater when we had to replace them without losing a lot of seats, making aisles and bringing things up to code. So we had to leave the bases in the cement and reupholster the whole seat. So the new seats are on the old bases, just so.
Again, that's the theater, though, right?
Right, exactly. I'm just telling you kind of the mindset of the city and the codes.
Right.
So, and you can add up your asphalt and your concrete and see how much you've got for square footage for just parking, and that's pretty substantial there, too, if you look at it, so.
Yes, sir. Did you want to say something?
So could you review for me the values that you currently got, like the theater?
So the theater we got you at $348,990.
Okay, and
that's just the theater.
The gift shop. What do you call the museum?
I'm going to do better than that. I'm just going to give you these property cards. One's for 23.
I can help.
This is 22. And your numbers are all right here. So you can look at it. Like I said, this is 23.
You want to make a motion?
And that's 22.
Okay. I can make a motion.
Yeah. I just don't see anywhere that we can make an adjustment.
All right, folks, for what if it's already been adjusted down and you got the numbers in front of you, and we understand the hotel wasn't damaged, but I understand it's also kind of tied, but for the quality of your hotel and the what we've seen on prices for sale, I don't know how we can get much lower on that. I don't know how we can do that. I'm going to have to make a motion to deny the change in valuation.
I would second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, here's what you can do, guys. You're going to get a decision. You have presented all the evidence with respect to the theater, but from what we found out from the assessor, it was substantially discounted. It is the main thing that is causing this to stay where it is. I mean, normally this property would be worth even more if it weren't for the damage. But the discount that you've already received on the hotel and the gift shop, basically because of the depreciation, it's going to leave the hotel, and that hotel, which is like 1.8, I think it is, overall, that's very consistent with what we've seen here on the board all month as far as the size, and the quality of yours is very good. So I'm giving you more of an explanation than I need to, but I'm trying to help you understand that we understand your situation, and we greatly appreciate you being here in Branson and doing what you're doing.
Thank you. May I ask one more question?
Sure.
Can we expect it to go up a 33% a year? Is that normal?
I mean, I don't think that it – I don't – you can, no, I don't believe that it's you can expect it to go up 32%. I mean, a lot of things have gone up, obviously. Everybody sitting up here, and usually all of us have had our stuff go up, residential, those kinds of things. But as they get evaluated, if you bring in your financial numbers next year, a lot of times that can
help. No, they're going to be so good next year.
Okay. Maybe you want to stick with the cost approach.
I'm going to think of it into existence.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you more today, but We just feel like it's fair.
Well, okay? Nice to meet you. Would you guys like an invitation for Saturday?
Pleasure.
Is that appropriate?
Pleasure.
Well,
sure.
We do wish you the best.
The VIP event will be our
Thank
show.
You. Yeah, but we're honoring all the people who stepped up and helped us, excluding this board. Don't you?
I appreciate that greatly.
Thank you, ma'am.
Smile.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, guys, I have one left. Oh, no, I have two. You're in luck.
All right, I'm going to go on to BOE 399 is a teleconference. Do we have anybody else here? We do not in person, I don't
no.
believe. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with the theater.
Thanks for hearing us.
Yeah, I wish we could help you more today, but I really do think your value's in line. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
So before we do the one you're going to call, if you would look at that, the 22 versus the 23 on your PRCs in your file, I think you'll be surprised. I'm surprised they even came here, but
what was the value? Is it just a value question? $399.
The value dropped substantially. It was way over assessed for years, and I'm trying to.
Did they have any information that they have provided or documentation?
I don't know if they gave anything.
Okay, well, this looks a little thick. It says commercial restaurant.
It's Wendy's.
Oh, it's Wendy's. Okay.
Okay.
So they've got an income approach. Looks like.
Okay, so in 2022, their value was $1,539,680.
So your value has been cut in half?
More than that.
Huh?
A third.
Oh,
$590,736.
They may have just sent out appeals as a matter of course. Maybe
no,
they did.
No, I think what it was, and Dan was telling me, he thinks that they're just, I mean, they've been way overpaying since the beginning. We reassessed it and found this was completely done wrong.
There was a mistake in our system, so they've been overcharged for quite a while.
In 2011.
And so I found the mistake, reduced it down. It went from $1,005,000 to $500,000
or something.
Okay, all right. Well, let's call and see what they've
So I just wanted you to be ready for this.
Okay.
They believe it should be $450,000.
Okay, and they believe that because of?
Well, let's let them present.
Sure.
Okay, it looks like they provided some documentation. You know when this was provided?
And I just got the same time as you did, so I don't know.
Yeah, they've
you
done
said they provided some stuff?
Yeah, they've got an income approach here. To
Before you go, let me look up. I think we put the taxes out here? So they've been paying. On the right one.
Yeah.
Around $26,000 to $30,000 per year, and of course,
okay.
This year should come down substantially.
Attorney,
he was
running late.
Okay. Thank you,
Dan. All right.
Thanks for catching me.
He's planning to come.
The wrong numbers off.
Yeah, he's
planning to come in person.
Yeah, he's coming here, but he's running late, and that's his cell number.
Do we know which case that is?
Yeah, it's Donovan Dobbs is his name. Yeah, I know.
Maybe a teleconference.
Yeah, we can. Let's call the Wendy's people. I mean, basically, they're gonna. Has the assessor looked at what they provided? Anyway, I'll let them.
So whatever you guys decide, because they feel okay.
Your call can be completed.
You're going to be fired from phone dialing.
I'll just give it to you so you can see it on paper.
Okay.